once again, friends. Yes, it's time for Lanny Ross. Lanny's got a guest with him here in the studio today. A young fella he knew in the Army out in the Southwest Pacific.
Thank you, Carl Caruso, and hello, everybody. Say, glad to see you back from your vacation, Carl. And later on in the program, I want to introduce you to my friend, the one that Carl just told you about. His name is Don Knott. He's a very nice fellow, but right now I'm looking at a clipping from this morning's paper from Portland, Oregon. And believe me, they've got their troubles out there.
Why, what's the matter, Lanny?
Well, Carl, aside from the worst winter in years and the fact that they're just getting over a big flood from last spring, Portland is suffering from an acute power shortage. The utility company's making a survey to determine ways of conserving electricity.
Oh, that's too bad, Lanny. They found out a remedy yet?
Well, not exactly what you call a remedy, but it seems that in the course of their survey, they discovered that there was an acute drop in the use of electricity every working day at 4:57 p.m. That's 3 minutes to five. Now, it took them a while to figure out what was causing it.
Well, what was causing it?
Well, it seems that the office workers, you know, those pretty little secretaries and stenographers, were snapping off their lights and skipping out on the boss 3 minutes before closing time. Well, it isn't closing time for us yet, and we can't skip out of here 3 minutes on our boss. We're just going to sing a song, and that's where we're... what we're going to do right now. We're going to start out with a little Western chant. Yes, indeed, that goes like this. East is east, and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you keep on wearing those flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where you see me grow. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. You stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskins or skirts that you homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your folks don't call a gun. My bones you now, the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bumble where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen shows. You're all mine in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimmen where women are women in a high silk hose and peak of the clothes. French perfume at rock room, and you're all mine in buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. You know, you read a lot about diplomacy these days. Diplomatic talks, diplomatic letters, diplomatic procedures. The word diplomacy covers a lot of sense. But I think the best definition of diplomacy I ever heard was the one that Teddy Roosevelt used to tell. While touring the West, Teddy met an Indian chief who had six wives. Teddy suggested that the Indian choose one and discard the other five. Well, after thoughtful consideration, the chief agreed on one condition. You choose the one for me to keep, Mr. President, and then you go and tell the other five that they've got to go. That's really diplomacy. I guess the chief had in mind his own true love. We've got to sing about that right now. My own, my own. Forever to see you, to be near you. Now, Don, I want you to come over here to the microphone. I want to introduce you to the folks. Folks, I'd like to have you meet Don Knotts, friend of mine from the Army out in the Pacific. I see two Army boys in the front row today, too, Don. He used to keep the soldiers out there rolling off their coconut log seats when he did his announcement for the Army Review Stars and Stripes. You know, Don, it's been over four years now, I think, since we last saw one another out in New Guinea. What have you been doing with yourself since then? Don't tell me you're still in the Army.
No, Lanny, no more Army for me. I'm trying to be a sports announcer.
A sports announcer? Think of that. Well, that's great. What type of sports would you like to announce? Do you specialize in any one type? Baseball, football, hockey, tennis?
Well, I kind of like football.
Ah, well, football. And come on, then. Let's hear you announce a big game for us. Just imagine that today is the day of the big game between Penn State and NYU. The air is cold and crisp. The stadium is filled. The teams are running on the field. And here is your sports announcer, Don Knotts.
Ah, thank you, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your old friend, Phil Brucerly. Phil Lucifring, bringing you a play-by-play description of today's game. The playing game between NY Penn and New State. Or in my pen, it's a grand day in a great stand. A great day in a grandstand, as the golden sunshine is beaming on the spectator's face. Oh, what a fright! What a sight! I see little boys are peddling popcorn, peddling. Yes, and here come the bakers with their deadpans, But enough of the band, up the stands, and now on the field. I see the players are warming up. The referee is kicking the call off, calling for the kickoff, and there goes the ball. The ball is soaring sky and high as it comes down with the Penn State poison, 5-yard line, 5-yard line, 5-yard line, move the field. He's on the loose. He moves up to an NYU boy, throws him a fishing tackle. Flying tackle, and drowns him on a dirty clothesline. A 30-yard line. What a tackle. But what a bun of that Roy, what a run of that boys has been right there in the state pen for quite a while. Now the boys are going back to the hotel, back in the puddle, back in the huddle, comes crying in his eyes, skims the ball, scraps that flint, plunges, sent plunger. It's a center plunge, but he only gained about 5 pounds. It's 5 yards. 5 yards. Somebody's been flirting. Somebody's been hurt. What do you mean? It's the first stage. I see the proctor. The doctor's rushing across the bag with the stadium in his hand. Across the stadium with the bag. He's seeing the boys sideways. Steve Peterson, the dogs are going mad. The crowd is going mad. But a beer comes up from the stand. A cheer comes up the stand. A cheer comes up the stand. He has shaved the player's life. I saved the player's life. I have a little trouble with my squeaks. My twisted little tongue's up. My tongue's a little twisted up. I better turn the Lanny over to Mike. There's a mic over to Lanny.
Don, what a football game. That sure takes me back to our Army days, Don. I imagine a lot of our listeners who are out there and saw you in Stars and Grice will remember you, too. Maybe they'll remember how I used to get up and sing a couple of songs after you had rolled them in the aisles with your comedy. Songs that made us think of our sweethearts back home. Songs that went like this. You are always in my heart. Even though you're far away, I can hear the music of the song of love I sang to you. You are always in my heart. When skies above are gray, I remember that you care, and then and there the sun breaks through. Just before I go to sleep, there's a rendezvous I keep, and the dream I always need helps me forget we're apart. I don't know exactly when, but I'm sure we'll meet again. And my darling, till we do,
and hold my hand and lift mine eyes above. The wider world of hope and joy I see, because you come to me. Because you speak to me in accents sweet, I find the roses waking round my feet.
Time is up, friends, and we've got to be moving along. We hope you've enjoyed our visit with Don Knotts, our sports announcer for today. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. Say, if you have, drop us a line and tell us all about it, won't you? Maybe we can get him back for another visit sometime. Well, now, we've got to be moving along. I think tomorrow we have an answer to your request. We have Bobby White. So here's Lenny Ross singing.
Lenny Ross Show is a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System, comes to you from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.